Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Karen Reed, still denying guilt, prepares for her retrial in 2025. She, of course, the 44-year-old woman from Mansfield, Massachusetts, accused of second-degree murder and the death of her boyfriend, John O'Keefe. She broke her silence in a never-before-seen interview, which aired on ABC's 2020 on Friday. In the interview, Reed spoke at length about the night O'Keefe, a Boston police officer, was found dead in a snowbank outside a home in Canton after a night of drinking at two local bars. Reed, whose first trial ended in mistrial in July, recounted the moment she discovered O'Keefe's body on the morning of January 29, 2022. Quote, "As you come down Fairview, there's a bit of a decline, and it curves to the left, and my eyes are peeled, and I said, 'He's right fucking there,'" she told 2020. Reed jumped out of the car, found O'Keefe on the ground with injuries, including two black eyes. His eyes were shut, and he had spots of blood in different areas on his face, and he was still not stiff, but still, she said. O'Keefe was not dressed for the blizzard conditions that night, which raised further questions during the trial about the circumstances leading to his death. The prosecution claims Reed and O'Keefe had been fighting and that she struck him with her SUV after leaving a party. "Would you say that you were angry with John that night?" 2020 host Matt Gutman asked. "Yes," Reed admitted. However, the defense argues that O'Keefe was beaten up and dragged outside after an altercation in the basement of fellow officer Brian Elbert's home, despite there being no evidence to that. The defense contends that O'Keefe's injuries were inconsistent with being hit by a car. They allege that O'Keefe was beaten and bitten by a dog inside the house before being left outside to die. Reed went on to suggest a cover-up involving the officers present at the scene, telling Gutman, "Because he's dead," when asked why anyone would want to conceal the truth. Prosecutors have faced several setbacks during the case, including a mix-up involving surveillance footage and a Massachusetts state police trooper being suspended after inappropriate text messages surfaced. Despite these issues, the prosecution is moving forward with their retrial set for January 27th, 25. Judge Beverly Cannell recently denied Reed's request to dismiss the second-degree murder charge and another charge, signaling that the case will proceed. In addition to criminal charges, O'Keefe's family has filed a civil lawsuit against Reed and the two bars where the couple had been drinking that night. The family argues that Reed's defense has outrageously created a false narrative about O'Keefe's death and seeks damages for both compensatory and punitive losses. O'Keefe's cousin, Renee, expressed the family's grief during the 2020 interview. "He was lost in this whole circus. I think none of us want him to be lost. I think that's the saddest part of this whole situation, that he's not remembered as who he is and who he was during this whole thing," she said. As both sides prepare for retrial, the case continues to captivate public attention, with many eagerly awaiting the outcome. For now, the legal proceedings are moving forward and the civil lawsuit will likely follow after the criminal trial concludes.
You know, I did not watch the 2020 interview. I saw an excerpt of it, and she was talking about how she had just gotten her suit back from the tailor because the sleeves were too long.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to sit and criticize her. You know, how can she be talking about her suit when there's a dead man and she's on trial for it? Well, you know, there's 24 hours in a day and she's living her life as best as she can at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to look professional in court, you get your suit hemmed. That's sure. That's how that works. So I, you know, it's interesting to read comments in, you know, the comment section. And I don't know. I still don't know how I feel about this case. I don't know what I think happened. There's just so many weird aspects to this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is she a villain? I don't know. I just think she's a drunk.
I don't know that she's, I don't think she's a villain. I think, I mean, based on what we know about her, take the murder out of the thing and just listen to her voicemails. Listen to her complain about that. That was so telling to me about her complaining about the kids getting more attention than her. And that, I mean, that to me is just, it just screams narcissism. I mean, to such an extreme. And I get it. Like, look, you want attention. Then you know what? Then you shouldn't be dating someone who's caring for children. Especially these weren't even his own kids. It was his brother's who's died and he's trying to give them a normal life. And you're over here bitching because you're not, then don't date him. Then don't be in a relationship with somebody like that, but don't expect a father to have to pick and choose of where attention's going to go and who's getting enough this way or that way. The kids are going to come first to any sane, you know, parent. That's just how that works. And she's not a parent.
Yeah, I guess I can see that. You know,
So is she a villain? No, but she's a selfish person. And I get that. And that doesn't make her evil, you know, but it what I think kind of does add a little bit of evilness to this is her knowing damn well that there's a very good chance that she killed John O'Keefe on accident. She's even said it multiple times.
Well, when she said, did I hit him? I hit him?
And now it's like, well, maybe we could spin the story this way or that way. And you've allowed your community to just completely turn on each other and never saying like, hey, let's tone this down, guys. There's no reason for us to be at war with each other because there isn't. But she's never done any of that. She loves the spotlight. She loves taking pictures. She loves signing the autographs. I mean, she's living this up. She certainly enjoys the attention.
Yeah, you know, watching her walk into the courthouse and there's all those protesters and she's got kind of a smirk on her face.
It's all for her. Yeah, I mean, it's an attention-seeking thing that unfortunately a lot of people they want that. They will go to any length to get that. And it doesn't matter who's hurt in the process, as long as she's feeling good about it. I mean, it's something I think a lot of people tend to grow out of once you get out of high school. But I mean, she has the attitude of like a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And it's not a knock on women or anything, because men can be just as self-centered. But you ever talk to like a 15-year-old girl that's like really into themselves? It's fucking nauseating. She kind of has that sort of attitude, it seems.
Yeah. And, you know, this was a relationship that probably should have ended. It seemed like there was more problems than not problems. And, you know, she can't help who she fell in love with, but I think they were not good for each other.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think there's more villainous activity after the fact than there actually was before the fact. They just weren't a good match. She needs someone who's going to be obsessed with her. And unfortunately, most people don't do that. That's not a healthy way to live. But but she craves that. So there's a lot of inner demons there, I think. But after the fact is where I think a lot of her darkness really kind of came out in terms of being selfish. Granted, you know, she's fighting for her life here and her safety. But I don't know. At the end of the day on this one, I just feel like, I don't know. Take some accountability here.
I get that, but now that the spotlight has been shown on the police department, it kind of makes you go,
Yeah,
are there issues here?
Well, I've said all along, do I think the police tip the scale? Yeah, I do. I do think, and I would not be surprised if they planted some evidence in this case. Did they need to? No. No, they really didn't, because I think the evidence shows itself of what happened. But I think that their attitude and their "we're going to really get her" is what makes them look horrible, because you can't do that sort of thing. It doesn't change the fact of what I believe occurred, is that she probably hit him accidentally, didn't realize it, and then the rest is what happened. And then to really make sure that she gets it, their fucked up police department, tries to tip the scales even further. And they didn't need to. I just don't buy the story of him getting beat up in the house. It just doesn't make any sense. There's no evidence to it either. Granted, they didn't do a thorough investigation either. So,
right.
But just seeing those people, seeing like the ones who are not the twisted fucking officers, like the family members, the kids, all that really told me no. Not everyone can be in on this and have killed John O'Keefe in that house. There's no way every single fucking person here, including these young people who have nothing to do with any of this at all. Not everybody's lying. That just doesn't happen.
No, that's a great point.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But, what do you do?
Yeah. Well, we wait for January. January 25th, get the popcorn ready, because this is going to be another good one.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale, and just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.